Welcome to Region 5 2A basketball here. We've got another basketball game between the Wrangell Wolves and the Haynes Glacier Bears. Glacier Bear gals coming out on top by a score of 36-34. If you just didn't get tuned into that one, it was quite a ball game all the way around. Now for both of these teams here, they got there by the idea of, well, they didn't win their first two games, so they automatically dropped to this 9:45, which didn't get started on time because we had a fire alarm here and had to leave the building, as some of you might already know. But anyway, Haynes and Wrangell boys are going to go at it here. In about 25 seconds, they'll be introducing the ball players. So both teams around their coaches right now. Haynes is going to be in their white uniforms there to our left. Wrangell will be in red uniforms as the guests on the scoreboard, and they'll be to our right here. And this is the same thing. The loser is out of the basketball tournament.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get another barn burner like we had in that girls' game. Came right down to the final seconds before the Glacier Bears were able to breathe a sigh of relief and get hugs all around on that one. The season series between the boys was split. The boys lost 2 to Wrangell in Wrangell, and then Glacier Bears returned the favor in Haynes a week and a half ago and getting both of those 2 wins. So this will be the rubber match here to decide who wins for the series and gets a chance to play Saturday for a chance at state.
Well, when you play on Saturday here, you're playing for that number 2 seed up in the state tournament, so it's really important ball game here. All right, Blake Stokes, he'll be starting. He's a 5'9" sophomore. He had 5 points. And then number 22, that'll be Bryce Gerald. He is a 5'11" sophomore. He had 2 points, 5 rebounds. Michael Otteson, he's a 6'1" junior. He had 8 points in the ball game and 4 rebounds. And number 45, Mason Dingwall, had 2 points and 1 rebound. And senior Robert Marshall, 6'3" senior, wearing number 23, had 5 points and 5 rebounds in that last ball game for the Wrangell Wolves. So Wrangell Wolves are going to start Marshall, Otteson, Gerald, Stokes, and Dingwall. Dingwall coming off the bench, doing a good job for the Wrangell Wolves last night in that basketball game. Now for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Starting for them is Keanu Lynch. He's a 5'6" junior. Keegan Sundberg, by the way, it's his birthday. They sang to him here just a few minutes ago. He's a 5'9" junior. Kai Saddle-Franks, he's a 6'3" senior. He had 5 points, 4 rebounds in that ball game yesterday. Chevy Fowler, he's a 6'2" senior. He had 1 rebound in the ball game. And then rounding out the starters for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Justin Swinton, he's a 6 foot senior. He had 9 points and 6 rebounds. So we got Saddle-Franks, Fowler, Swinton, Lynch, and Sundberg starting the ball game out for the Glacier Bears. They're pretty deep on their bench. James Morgan will get in there. Wing will come in. Light will come into the ball game. Chris Turner will come into the ball game. So they got a pretty deep bench for the Wrangell Wolves. Of course, they can come off the bench with Acuna. He was in the ball game. Howell checks into the ball game. Gillen does a lot of playing for them too. So lots of subs coming off of the bench for both teams here. All right. Both coaches pretty animate here. They're moving their hands and they're talking and doing all kinds of things to get their kids fired up for this basketball game. So out on the court first are the Glacier Bears in their white uniforms. Now the Wolves come out. Everybody's slapping hands here, getting ready for this basketball game this morning. The winner of this ball game plays at 9:45 in the morning on Saturday. Robert Marshall will step into the circle along with Justin Swinton for the Glacier Bears. Marshall and Swinton going at it here. Just beginning first quarter action. Official steps in, balls up, and it's going to be controlled by... Wait a minute. We have some...
Person in the center circle can't grab that ball like Justin did.
Justin did. Well, actually what happened is the official stepped in, threw the ball up. Both of them took a swipe at it and missed. The ball came down. Justin grabbed the ball. So now the officials are talking it over to see what they want to do on it. 2 seconds. They're going to re-jump it again. Probably a good idea. All right. Kids step back in again. Swinton Marshall. This time up. Now it actually is controlled by somebody. Fowler comes away with it as the Glacier Bears control the tap. Swinton out at the top. Goes left hand side to Sundberg. Comes back inside to Saddle-Franks, all the way over to Lynch. He puts up a little jumper about 6, a little too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down to Gerald, and he gets the ball quickly up to Marshall for the Wolves. Comes back out to Stokes. Stops, squares up. Glacier Bears are going to play a 2-3 zone out of it. They go right-hand side to Gerald. Back to Stokes. They go inside nicely to Dingwall. Up to Audison. And Audison gets a nice little bucket inside. Good passing by the Wrangell Wolves on that one. The Wolves got it. They go down to Sundberg as they break the press. Sundberg goes left-hand side to Fowler. He puts up the shot and draws the foul as he had the baseline. Glacier Bears breaking that one. Fouls on 4-4. That'll be his first personal foul. Audison picks up the first one. That'll send Chevy Fowler to the free throw line. Did not score yesterday. This is his first chance from the free throw line. Wolves lead 2-0. Make it still 2-0 as this one came up just a wee bit short. He'll have the ball again. Just beginning first quarter action. This one's off to the side. No, rebound comes down to Marshall, and he'll reverse it back around, gets it back into the hands of Gerald. He'll bring it across for the Wolves. Kicks it back on the left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes looks at the hoop. Lynch steps out, though. They don't want to give Stokes any room because he likes to shoot that three. Comes back out to Gerald. They're extending the defense way out. Now the Glacier Bears, now they drop back. Stokes squares up the hoop back to Gerald. Wanted to make the pass inside. Kicks it back to Audison. Back to Stokes. Stops. Two-pointer on the way. He's got it. He was standing on the line there, so he gets 2 points out of it. 4-0 lead right now for the Wolves. Quickly breaking the press nicely all the way down to Swinton. Up and in. So Glacier Bears break the press easily that time with two quick passes. Back to Stokes. Over to Gerald. He'll get it up across to the half-court line. Stops just short. Back to Stokes. He'll get it across. 6:27 to go here in the first quarter. Left-hand side. Stokes wanted the baseline. Now comes off of Stokes as he wanted the foul, but it wasn't there, however. And so he steps out of bounds. Light checks into the ball game. Saddle Franks will take a quick seat for the Glacier Bears. Back to Light. Hits him in the foot, but he's able to gain control, and he's on the dribble now. Kicking the ball down all the way to Lynch. Lynch puts up the shot, a little too hard off the iron. Back out to Swinton. Three-pointer on the way in. Justin Swinton gets his 5 points, and they have the 5 points for the Glacier Bears. They lead by one. Long down-court pass. Going to be all the way down. Nobody gets a foul out of it. Ends up in Marshall's hands as the ball was bouncing around. Could have been a foul there, but the official just let it go. Both players going after the basketball. Back outside, long three-pointer, and good as Dingwall picks up three from there. So the Wolves lead, or two he had is on the line here. Now we're going to take a quick timeout by Coach Fossman. Must have had a foot on the line here, but the Wolves lead 6-5, and they're taking a timeout on it here. We'll see. Both teams are still around their coaches as they're talking about it. Glacier Bears have beat the press now with two quick passes both times. I'm sure Coach is talking about that. Coach Stokes is saying, look, you guys got to get back on this, fill those passing lanes. We can't let that happen, or we're going to have to get out of this press.
And Coach Fossman, I think, is talking to his guys about their defensive effort. Wrangell's 3-for-3 from the field so far. You know, Audison had that layup inside, and then Stokes and Dingwall from outside. I think he wants those guys to get a little closer to those with a hand up to try and block that, or not block the shot, but just make it a little more difficult for them.
Okay, Lytle inbound, far side. Gives it to Swinton. Swinton will set the offense as he comes across. 2-3 zone by the Wrangell Wolves. That's what they like to play a lot. Comes back to Sundberg, left-hand side. Back out to Swinton. Gives up his dribble, goes to Lynch. He looks for Light along the baseline, nothing. Back to Swinton, over to Sundberg. Stops, puts up the shot for about six. Off the back of the iron, Light comes around with it. Back up and in. Devin Light got the nice inside rebound on that offensive board and got the easy hoop out of it. Come down to Marshall. Marshall's all the way down, knocked away by Swinton. Comes back, and Glacier Bears come up with it as Fowler was able to corral that one up. Glacier Bears lead by one, 7-6. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. They go to Lynch, down to Light. Low, he's going to be immediately tied up. That's one of the places they like to go when Devin is in the basketball game, is down low. All right, looks like Wing will check into the ball game. Lynch is going to take a seat. They got to get it squared up and get some substitutions here. Official gave him the ball just a little bit too soon. Oops, somebody spilled some water on the other side. That's what they stopped it for here. So they'll get that cleaned up. You don't want somebody to slip. Glacier Bears, full court pressure here on the Wolves right now. Kind of a 2-2-1 press, Light in the back. He's quick, so if they make a long down court pass, he has a good chance to get there and knock it away or at least make the steal. We'll see if the Wolves can break that press. All right, now they switch things up. Light's going to come up now, and Fowler's going to move back. Gets it back to Stokes, over to Gerald, back into Marshall, back to Gerald. They break it easily this time. They go down to Audison, stops. He wants to bring the ball back out to Stokes. Three-pointer on the way, squared up, and good. Blake Stokes picks up his fifth point. Sends the lead now 9-7. Swinton goes down the lane, kicks it back out to Sundberg. As he had no place to go, back to Swinton, and he'll set the offense. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Swinton goes right-hand side to Sundberg. Breaking across the lane is Fowler. He puts up the shot off the side of the rim. No rebound. Stokes for the Wolves, and he'll bring the ball up. Goes left-hand side. Going to be kicked, but the ball ends up in the hands of Swinton, and he pushes it right up. Goes hard to the hoop. Comes across. Shot's not there, and Marshall comes away with it. Left-hand side to Marshall. Gets it inside to Gerald. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears right now. Wolves are just getting into their offense. Back to Marshall, back to Stokes. Dingwall, Stokes left-hand side. Marshall, Keith could have turned around, took the shot. Goes to Gerald, shot's underway, good. Bryce Gerald comes away with his first bucket, and he extends the lead to 4, 11-7. Wrangle with the lead, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Now there's going to be a foul on Stokes as he knocked it away from Swinton. Swinton was a little lackadaisical about that pass. He's kind of turned there. Looks like substitution. Fowler out of the ball game. Saddle Franks in. Goes out to Swinton at the top of the key again. Takes a couple of dribbles. Swinton dribbles down inside the lane just a little. Kicks the ball back up to Light. He wants the baseline. He's got it. Puts it up off the iron just a little too hard. Rebound fought for into the hands of Dingwall, and he'll get it back out to Gerald. Gerald will bring it up across. 3:15 to go. Back to Marshall. Stops. Goes hard to the hoop. Checked partly in there by Swinton. He's on the dribble. Looks for wing. Swinton goes all the way and dishes it off to wing. And now there's going to be an offensive charge. Justin just kept right on running, and Blake Stokes did the right thing. He just stayed right there. Justin kind of has a habit of doing that. He just goes right down the center and doesn't stop, and I think Stokes knows that. So he's able to draw it. Well, that'll be Justin's first personal foul. All right, long down court pass to Dingwall. Back to Marshall. Marshall stops, gives up his dribble, back to Stokes on the side. He keeps it alive, now stops, goes inside, back out to Dingwall. Shots on the way, too hard off the glass. Rebound fought for. Saddle Franks comes up with it. Now there's going to be a foul. A lot of reaching in that time by the Wrangell Wolves here. Saddle Franks had the ball corralled. They should have never reached inside to get it. And Bryce Gerald's going to pick up the personal on that one. Three team fouls on the Wolves right now. One on the Glacier Bears. 2:44 to go here. Morgan's going to check in. Next opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Swinton on the dribble at the top. Saddle Franks comes up to the free throw line extended. He'll kick it back out. Sundberg wants to move to the hoop. He puts it up and in. So Sundberg gets a nice little basket out of it. Okay, so a delay a warning on White. You can't touch the ball after it goes through the hoop. And the Glacier Bears did that. So they have their delay a warning. Next one would be a technical foul. It goes to Wolves, they get it all down. Audison, he'll bring it back out to Stokes. Stokes stops. Three-pointer on the way, squared up. Looks good, is. So Blake Stokes, you got to get a hand up in front of him. He's going to take that shot, and he does. 14-9 is the score right now. The Wolves have it. Justin Swinton goes down the hoop, forces up Light, comes away with the board, and up and in. So Devin got the rebound and was able to put it right back up and in. Three-point lead by the Wolves. They have the basketball. They kick the ball back down to Marshall. Marshall stops, gives up his dribble, back to Stokes again. Three-pointer on the way, looks good, and is. Blake Stokes has got 11 points now of the 17 points for the Wolves, and they lead by 6. Swinton, Sundberg will check into the ballgame next chance. They go to Morgan, free throw line, back to wing. Three-pointer on the way, off the back there, no. Rebound fought for, who comes up with it? Gerald. Kicks the ball back to Dingwall. Dingwall's all alone. He puts it up and in. Mason Dingwall picks up his fourth point. Glacier Bears a little lackadaisical about that one. They go right hand to Saddle Franks. Glacier Bears down by 8 now. Right-hand side to Saddle Franks. Back to Swenton. Three-pointer on the way and off the back of the bank and in. So we don't care how it goes in. If it goes off the glass and in, it'll count. Back out to Gerald. Five-point lead by the Wolves. They have the basketball. Back out to Marshall. Back out to Stokes. Light will come and put a little pressure on that side. Nothing going, however, as they come back to Gerald. Back to Stokes. Over to Marshall, left-hand side into Otteson. Turnaround jumper, a little bit short. Fight for the board underneath. Who comes up with it? Swenton does. He taps it around. He's got wing all alone, but Swenton goes to the hoop, and he's going to draw the foul. Justin put the shot up, went hard to the floor, and there's going to be a foul on the Wrangell Wolves. He could have dished it off easily over to Wing, who was on that left-hand side waiting around. Isaac did the right thing. He waited patiently over there. Foul's going to be on Dingwall. That'll be his first personal foul, fourth team foul. Justin's a little slow coming up off the floor there. He hit pretty hard. He's kind of walking it off here. He's going to get two shots with 42.3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wrangell 19, Haynes 14. Justin's shot's on the way. Good. So Justin picks up one from the free throw line. As he was 5-for-6 last night, he's got 9 points. Fowler into the ball game. And looks like Chris Turner into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Justin will get a second here. 19-15. Got the ball. Shot's on its way. And this one falls in, too. So Justin picks up another one. He's got 10 of the 16 points for the Glacier Bears. All the way down to Marshall. Alley-oop inside. They had it. They had broke the press. But the pass was just a little bit too hard. They just couldn't get there in time. Back to Swenton. Swenton will bring it down. Chance to tie it with three, or at least cut it down to only a one-point lead. Glacier Bears with 29 seconds to go here in the quarter. They go inside. Ball is going to be knocked off of. Well, it was actually knocked off of one of the Haynes players, but they call it a Haynes basketball. Now they're going to talk it. Now they do get it sorted out. So Steinbach steps in and says, I saw it from my angle, and let's change the call. And that was the right call. Goes to Marshall all the way down. Otteson all alone, stolen away by Fowler. Again, they had broke the press, not able to get it. They go to Light. He spin moves, stops, puts up a jumper, and he's going to be fouled by Mason Dingwall. Boy, Glacier Bears are lucky because two different times they broke that press, but poor passing on the last pass for the easy lay-in by the Wrangell Wolves. Devin Light at the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Dingwall. That'll be his second. Light at the free throw line. Good. So he picks up his fifth point, and he's got one from the free throw line. He was 2-for-4 last night in the basketball game. 5 points. He could cut into that lead a little more. 16.4 seconds to go in the quarter, and does. He gets them both. So Glacier Bears only down by one. Stokes all the way down, and he throws it over the head of Dingwall. Wrangell just giving it away here the last three trips down the court here. So 10.8 seconds. Glacier Bears actually have a chance to take the lead now at the end of the first quarter. Back to Sunberg. Back to Swenton. Over to Light. He loses it. Stops. Forces up the shot. No. So it doesn't go. But we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Wrangell Wolves scoring 19 points and the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing the quarter with 18 points. So we're going to turn it back to KHNS and KSTK for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thanks, Doug Amayo. Score there at the end of the first quarter was Haynes 18, Wrangell 19.
Basketball here. When you shoot 89% from the field, you should be leading in the basketball game, but the Glacier Bears are shooting only 40%, and that's good too, but 19-18.
The Glacier Bears got to feel really good about that first quarter to end it only down one with the Wolves shooting 89% there in that first quarter. Swinton back for the Glacier Bears to the right side to Sunberg. Cross court pass to Turner. Back up top to Swinton. Still 2-3 zone for the Wolves. Swinton, top of the key. Comes right side to Sundberg. Sundberg looking inside the light. Now goes the high post to Fowler. Back to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive left-hand side. Pulls up from 12. Rims in and out. And Dingwall down with the rebound for the Wolves. Swinton quickly almost had the steal from Stokes. Blake was able to recover it. Now he'll bring it up into the front court. 2-3 zone also by the Glacier Bears. Stokes comes left-hand side. Tried to go to Gerald. Knocked away by Sundberg. Sundberg up ahead to Light. Light up on the right-hand side and rolls it in for two. Devin Light's got eight, and it's a one-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Gerald over to Stokes. Stokes up ahead across 10-second line to Howell, who checked in the quarter break, to Marshall. Back to Howell for an 18-footer. That one's way long. Swinton down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Swinton now on the dribble coming up into the front court. He's going to drive all the way inside. They get the blocking foul. Are they going to count the basket? Swinton made the bucket. The price... And they are going to count the bucket. The foul is on Bryce Gerald, his second personal, 15th foul. And Swinton's got 12 now in the game, and he'll have a chance going back to the line here to make it 13 and extend this three-point lead for the Glacier Bears. It's 22-19 right now. Make it 24-19. Dingwall on the inbounds gets it to Gerald. Gerald looking over the top of that 2-2-1 zone. Throws it all the way up to Stokes. Stokes almost forgot to dribble, but he got it just in time. Dingwall traveled with it, but then he has it stolen away by the Glacier Bears. Turner down with the basketball. He goes cross-court to Swinton. The Wolves will fall back into their 2-3 zone. Swinton up into the front court, right side to Wing. Back to Swinton, to Wing, to Swinton, just kind of playing catch out there. Swinton for three off the back rim. Long rebound comes out to Turner. Turner has it stolen away by the Wolves, but it's off of Marshall. And out of bounds. So Turner will inbounds on the far sideline. Away from us, looking for an opening. Gets it to Swinton. Swinton slowly walks to the top of the key. Drives inside. Little running one-hander. No good. Rebound down by Dingwall for the Wolves. Howell on the dribble up into the front court. Gets past Swinton. He's going to try and get to the baseline. Cut off by the Glacier Bears. Get it into Gerald. Gerald travels down the baseline, but is able to get the dribble. Now he's down to Dingwall. Dingwall goes up, and he's going to get fouled by Fowler. Boy, a lot of shuffling of the feet both ways on these teams, and the officials don't seem to want to call it, so I guess they can keep shuffling their feet. But Mason Dingwall be at the line, shooting two after that first personal foul on Fowler, second team foul. Dingwall's got four on the game. This one's off to the left. Off the bench is Kai Saddle, Franks, and James Morgan. They'll be coming in for Chris Turner and Justin Swinton. 6:04 left, first half action, 23 for the Glacier Bears, 19 for the Wolves. Dingwall back at the line for his second. Back rim rebound comes down by Light. Light now going to bring it up himself up into the front court. Comes right-hand side to Wing. Wing's going to get the right baseline, but he's going to travel. Picked up his dribble there and needed one more step to get to the basket. Now Otteson in for Dingwall for the Wolves, so they're shuffling, both teams shuffling a lot of players in and out here, trying to keep fresh legs. Stokes has it, gets it to Marshall. Marshall turns, working against Wing, gets it up into the front court. He's going to drive all the way down into the basket, and we're getting a blocking foul on Fowler. Chevy was just standing there, but he wasn't in front of him. He was off to the side, and that'll send Robert Marshall to the line shooting two. Chevy just needed to take one more step over there, close off that baseline. Marshall did a good job recognizing it and just driving to, threw him to the hoop and putting the shot up. Misses his first free throw. He had 5 points, five rebounds in that game yesterday against Craig. Second shot. This one rolls over the front rim and good. That's his first point of the game. And we got a 23-20 lead. Haynes up by three. So Light. Light spin move inside. A little soft runner. No good. Rebound off of Fowler and out of bounds back to the Wolves. Wolves get it into Stokes. Stokes tries to go cross court to Gerald. He falls down. Wing's able to pick it up. Goes cross court to Sato Franks. Up and good for two. Kai's got his first 2 points of the game. Wolves get it into Marshall now. He quickly comes up, gets it to Howell. Howell back to Gerald. To Marshall, to Gerald, looks inside to Otteson. Otteson had Morgan seal perfectly in there. Nice ball movement by the Wolves and a nice seal by Otteson to get that layup. He's got four on the game now. Lady Bears come back. Saddle Franks up top. Wing right side for three. That's off back rim. Out to Morgan. Back to Saddle Franks. To Morgan on the left-hand side of the court. Tries to get it inside to a cutting wing. Knocked away by the Wolves. Picked up by Marshall. Marshall up into the front court for the Wolves. Comes left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes has wing guarding him. Out to Gerald. Gerald back to Stokes. Ooh, he wanted that three-pointer, but Saddle Franks got there soon enough to make him think twice. Gerald now dribbles to the right-hand side. Up top to Marshall. Marshall's going to drive inside, running left-hander. That one's going to come back to Marshall for the rebound. To Gerald on the weak side. Back to Marshall. Marshall spins up with the left again. And this one's going to be corralled by Kai Saddle Franks. He throws it long down court to Wing. Wing back to Light. Light up with the left hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Turns. He's held up. And we'll have a jump ball. Boy, Glacier Bears had a good opportunity. Wait, nope. They're going to call. One guy called a jump ball and one of them called a foul, but they're going to go with the one that called the jump ball. Swinton into the game for the Glacier Bears. Morgan will take a seat. So it'll be Wolves basketball on the alternating possession. 4:19 left in the first half. Glacier Bears up 25-22. Wolves beat the press pretty easily this time and get up to Howell. Back to Gerald. One dribble, and then he goes to Marshall. Back to Gerald playing catch up here way behind the three-point line. Now to Stokes on the right side of the key. He's directing traffic, comes left-hand side to Howell. Now to Stokes. They run Howell down along the baseline. Get over to Marshall. Back to Stokes. Now they'll send Marshall through. Come up to the opposite side. They're just going to the wing, and whenever that wing throws it back up top, that wing player runs down the baseline, goes to the corner. They get to Howell on the left baseline. He goes up with a shot, Swinton down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Up ahead to Light. Light's going to go up, and he's going to try and throw it down and misses the dunk. Should have just laid that one up. Otteson down with the rebound for the Wolves. And we got a timeout by Coach Stokes. But Coach Fossman likes it when they're going for the – he doesn't mind Devin going for the dunk because he's telling us on the ferry, he says it means the guy's going aggressive to the rim. But I think he would have liked it a lot better if he would have made the dunk.
Well, it would have been great for the crowd and all that kind of stuff, but when you miss it, it's not too great for anyone, and Devin especially. As you mentioned, the Glacier Bears were fortunate. Rangel shooting 89% in that first quarter. Well, Rangel's 1-for-7 in this quarter, so things have come back to the real world for the Rangel Wolves. Although the Glacier Bears have given up some pretty good looks at the hoop here, they need to just tighten their defense up a little bit more. Rangel's good about moving the ball around. Doug talked about it a little bit here, three or four passes out there. They move their wings over to the far side and get that defense out of position. And Rangel has tried to take advantage of it, but they just haven't been able to get it to fall.
Yeah, officials are really letting both teams play. There's been a lot of contact, a lot of guys hitting the floor. They're saying if you want to earn that chance to play another game, you're going to have to earn it. We're going to let you guys go hard. Travel by Howell again. They get it over to Marshall, to Gerald, back to Marshall, to Stokes, to a cutting Gerald at the high post, goes inside to Otteson, ball stripped out of his hand, Swinton up with it. He throws it up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg on the left side, and he's going to travel with it. They're going to catch that one. So nice thought by the Glacier Bears. They had numbers getting out ahead of it. Keegan just couldn't come down with the basketball. Stokes to Howell, back to Stokes. Left-hand side to Gerald. Now they go through Marshall back to right side to Howell. Howell's going to try and drive down the baseline. Cut off nicely by Saddle Franks. To reverses up top to Stokes. Stokes now going to try that right baseline. Cut off by Sundberg to Gerald to Marshall to Stokes. Into Otteson down on the post. He has that ball ripped out of his hands, but they're going to get Kai Saddle Franks with his first personal foul. Be the fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. So the Wolves inbounding down on the baseline. And we got Light coming in for the Glacier Bears for Fowler and Dingwall coming in for Otteson for the Wolves. Marshall on the inbounds for the Wolves gets it in to Gerald. Gerald, far right wing, gets it up top to Stokes. Stokes, a high post to Marshall, kicks it over to Dingwall for a long jumper, and that's up and good for two. Mason Dingwall with a nice-looking jump shot. He's got six, and we got a one-point lead, 25-24. Bears by one. Swinton at the top of the key. Goes left-hand side to Sundberg. Back up top to Swinton. Swinton comes right side to Wing for a three-point shot. That one rims in and out. Marshall down with the rebound for the Wolves. Comes to Stokes. Stokes now bring it across the 10-second line. He's picked up by Sundberg way behind the three-point line. Stokes briefly loses control of the ball, and then he regains possession of it. gets it to Dingwall. Dingwall, about 10 feet behind the three-point line, goes right side to Howell. Howell to Stokes. Stokes kind of barking out some instruction here. He'll bring it up top, reset the offense. Comes to Howell on the left-hand side. Now they reverse it through Stokes to the right side to Marshall. Back through Stokes, through Dingwall. Stokes. They're just kind of passing around about way out there. They go to Howell at the free throw line. His shot partially blocked, picked up by Light. Light's going to drive down, give it to Wing. Wing on the right side, up with a shot. That one's partially blocked. Ball on the corner. Light comes away with it. He goes in, little left hand, little runner, no good. And that ball is going to come off of, nice save by Howell, right into Gerald. And then we're going to have Wing's going to pick up the foul, but I think he was might have been pushed, but they're not going to call a push. So that's going to be on Wing, 15 foul on the Glacier Bears. Now we got Badger coming in for the Bears for Sundberg. And you've got Audison coming in for Howell. Howell holding his elbow there. He hit the floor pretty hard when he went in. Gave 100% saving that basketball back in bounds for the Wolves. Nice hustle by him. Gerald across the 10-second line for the Wolves. He's still on the dribble, looking for an opening. Kind of circles the left side, gets it to Dingwall out high on the left. Now they go, try and go into Stokes, tipped away by the Glacier Bears. Got Wing up ahead, and his shot's going to be blocked by Marshall. Wing goes hard to the floor, no foul. Dingwall come back the other way for the Wolves. He's going to drive in, run over the top of Swinton, and Swinton's going to pick up the offensive foul on Dingwall. Swinton returns the favor. Stokes did that to him when he didn't pull up, and now they're going to get, I think it's Dingwall, that was on the, a little out of control that time for the Wolves. He gets his third personal. That'll be the 17th foul on the Wolves. So Justin was like, I know how to play this game. They did this to me. I'm going to return the favor. 57.9 seconds left here in the first half, 25-24. Scoring slowed down a little bit here in the second quarter. Left-hand side to Badger. Badger lets go of the three. That one's partially blocked. Rebound by Gerald. Gerald to Marshall. Marshall up into the front court, kicks it over to Stokes, and we're going to have a foul on the Glacier Bears. I think they were holding 22 Fowler with the push. That's his third personal, 16 foul. Chevy can get really aggressive down in there, so he's going to be taking a seat now, and Saddle Franks will be coming in for him. And Glacier Bears set their offense, and we got another sub now for the Wolves. We've got Tyler Gillen checking into the game, and he'll be coming in for Dingwall. So Dingwall with three and Fowler with three, two guys that are in foul trouble right now with 40.8 seconds left in the first half. Gerald looking for an opening, gets it to Marshall. Marshall up. Boy, terrible defense by Isaac Wing. He let him just go right down to the post. Didn't really contest that inbound pass at all, and then when Marshall went up, grabbed him right on the arm. Isaac's got to be paying better attention and better hustle on that one. That's giving up points there.
Well, Marshall should have had the lay-in because, I mean, really, he just put it over the top too hard. He was all alone.
So he makes his first. He's got 2 points, both of them coming from the free throw line. We're tied at 25 with 39 seconds left here in the half. 17 fouls apiece, so any fouls here in the last 39 seconds will be shooting. That one rolls over the rim. So Marshall gives the Wolves a one-point lead here. Swinton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Looks like a little half-court trap by the Wolves. Glacier Bears get it to Light. Light's going to drive in, up with the left hand, and in for two. Went right past Audison to the rack. One-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Stokes up ahead, over the top of Marshall. Saddle Franks with the steal for the Glacier Bears. He's going to slow it down, gets it to Swinton. 17 seconds left here in the first half. Swinton comes to Wing, back to Swinton. Left side now to Badger. Badger on the baseline to Light. Light, little spin move, runner jumper, no good. Audison down with the rebound with 6 seconds left. Stokes comes across the 10-second line, 3 seconds. He's going to drive in, let one fly from long range, no good. Swinton down with the rebound. And we're going to end the first half of play with the Glacier Bears 26 and the Wrangell Wolves. Excuse me, Glacier Bears 27, the Wrangell Wolves 26. Great game both ways. Boy, this is going to – Wolves had a one-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Glacier Bears have a one-point lead at the end of the second quarter. So we'll send the teams to the locker room. We'll send this back to the studios for about 9 minutes, and then we'll be back with second half action.